A very pleasant good morning. Welcome to the morning devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands for Thursday, the 12th day of October, 2023. I am Deacon Howard Bethel, Assistant Curate at the historic parish of St. Agnes located in Grantstown, Nassau, New Providence. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than we either desire or deserve. Pour upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things for which we are not worthy to ask. Accept through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke, the 11th chapter, beginning at the 5th verse. And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. For a friend of mine has arrived and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you him anything out of friendship, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks, receives, and everyone who searches, finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, would give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, would you give a scorpion? If you, then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask of Him?" The Gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ our Lord. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. This morning I would like to draw your attention to the words of Jesus found in Luke chapter 11 verse 10, where He assures us of God's faithfulness in answering our prayers. These words of Jesus holds for us a powerful promise from our Savior, and they teach us about the nature of our Heavenly Father and the importance of persistent prayer. Firstly, Jesus gives us the invitation to ask. Jesus begins this address by inviting us to ask. He assures us that everyone who asks will receive. The invitation reveals the heart of our Heavenly Father, who desires for us to come to Him with our needs, concerns, and desires. God wants us to approach Him with boldness and confidence, knowing that He is a God who is good and loving, a Father who delights in giving good gifts to His children. It encourages us to approach Him with confidence, knowing that when we ask, we will receive. Prayer is not merely a religious duty or a ritual. It is a heartfelt conversation with our Heavenly Father. It is a means through which we seek His guidance, express our gratitude, confess our sins, and present our needs and desires. Prayer deepens our relationship with God, strengthens our faith, and aligns us with His will. It is a privilege and an invitation to commune with the Creator of our universe. And through prayer, we can experience His faithfulness, receive His blessings, and witness His transformative power in our lives. So it is important for us to remember that where there is no prayer, there is no power. You see, as we face situations in our lives each and every day, we must always lay our challenges, our burdens, and even our successes before the throne of God in prayer. This is because prayer is the conduit to which God uses to hear us, even when words cannot explain what we are going through. Prayer is a hotline to which blessings flow, and it is always open and available to us. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, ask faithfully, ask genuinely, and you shall receive. Secondly, Jesus offers the promise of finding. You see, Jesus goes on to say that the one who seeks will find. Seeking requires effort and a genuine desire to discover more of God's will and purpose. It involves actively pursuing a deeper relationship with Him through prayer, studying His Word, and seeking His guidance in our lives. As we seek God's will and His kingdom, He promises that He will find Him, we will find Him, and experience His presence in our lives. Jesus assures us that the one who seeks will find. Seeking after God involves a genuine desire to know Him more deeply and to align our lives with His will. It requires active pursuit, intentional study of His Word, and a heart that yearns for His presence. Seeking after God is not a one-time event, but a continuous journey of growing in our relationship with Him. It involves seeking His wisdom, guidance, and direction in every aspect of our lives, not just when we are in need, but in every aspect and every moment that we encounter Him. We must encounter Him. When we earnestly seek after God, He promises to reveal Himself to us, to draw near to us, and to guide us on the path He has prepared for us. Therefore, we must seek after God with all our hearts, knowing that in Him we will find true fulfillment and a deeper understanding of His love and purpose for our lives. Lastly, Jesus gives us the assurance of an open door. You see, Jesus tells us that to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. This image conveys persistence and determination in our prayers. Sometimes we may face closed doors or delays or unanswered prayers in our lives. However, Jesus encourages us to keep knocking, to be persistent, to persevere in our faith, and to trust that God will open the right doors at the right times in our lives. God's timing is perfect, and He knows what is best for us. As we persistently seek Him, He will guide us and lead us on the path He has prepared for us. In conclusion, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Luke chapter 11, verse 10 reveals to us that the faithfulness of our Heavenly Father in answering our prayers. He invites us to ask, promises that we will find when we seek, and assures us that the door will be open when we persistently knock. Let us approach God with a childlike faith, knowing that He hears us and delights in us and responding to our heartfelt prayers. And may we therefore be encouraged to bring our needs before Him, to seek His will, and to trust in His perfect timing. As we do so, we will experience the faithfulness of our loving Father and grow in our relationship with Him. Remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, no prayer, no power. So let us continue to pray and seek after our Heavenly Father daily. Amen. Thank you once again for listening in, and we ask that you please share with your family and friends. Have a blessed day.